Road accidents recorded nationwide during Youth Day holiday, 8 dead, and bodies of 84 Iranian sailors killed in US torpedo strike to be repatriated.
The Hot FM News with Keturam Tonga.
And now the news in detail. President Hagainde Hichilema has appointed Solwezi East Member of Parliament Dr. Alex Katakwe as Health Minister and Mfue Member of Parliament Mufunelo Malama as Small and Medium Enterprise Development Minister. This is pursuant to the Constitution of Zambia. Meanwhile, President Hichilema has relieved Muchinga Province Permanent Secretary Reverend Matthews Chilekwa of his duties with immediate effect and appointed Tuesday Vualia as the new Permanent Secretary for Muchinga Province. The President has also reassigned Northern Province Permanent Secretary Bernard Mpundu to Cabinet Office. Speaking during the swearing-in ceremony at State House, President Hichilema has urged the newly appointed Health Minister, Dr. Katakwe, to stabilize the health sector by ensuring the availability of drugs in health facilities across the country. The head of state has noted that while the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency continues to report stable medication stock levels of between 70% and 80% at the central level, many of the drugs are not readily available in health facilities. President Hichilema has also urged the newly appointed Small and Medium Enterprise Development Minister, Mr. Malama, to ensure that more citizens benefit from the empowerment funds, which he said have been increased over the past 4 years.
To stabilize health, we say availability of medicines is 70-80%. It must reflect our patient anywhere getting the drugs that are in the system. And the PSS, this is your minister. Who is younger than who does not matter. They are bought for the people. All the offices, all those vehicles you see. Because I see you enjoy handing over vehicles, ceremonies. All those vehicles are supposed to facilitate having a malaria dose at the remotest place. All that big office block, everything boils down to saving a patient.
The Zambia Police Service has revealed that 44 road traffic accidents were recorded countrywide during the Youth Day holiday yesterday, including 8 fatal accidents that resulted in 8 deaths. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said 7 accidents resulted in serious injuries affecting 7 people, while 9 accidents resulted in minor injuries and the remaining 20 were classified as damage-only accidents. Mr. Chilavi said Lusaka province has recorded the highest number of accidents with 22, followed by Central province with 10, Southern province with 4, Copperbelt province with 3, while Northwestern province and Muchinga province recorded 2 accidents each, and Luapula province recorded 1 accident. He has added that Northern, Eastern and Western provinces recorded no accidents during the period.
Lusaka province recorded 22 accidents, the highest in the country. Central province reported 10 accidents. Southern province had 4. Copperbelt, 3. Northwestern province, 2. Muchinga, 2. And Luapula province, 1. Northern, Eastern and Western provinces reported no accidents. The Zambia Police Service urges all motorists and road users to strictly follow road traffic rules and regulations to prevent accidents, protect lives, and ensure safety on our roads.
The Lusaka Magistrates Court has dismissed an application by former Ministry of Health Director Gardner Siakantu to produce an organizational structure report for the Ministry of Health as part of his evidence. In his ruling, Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chibwidi said Dr. Siakantu was not competent to produce the document because he was neither its author nor its custodian. Magistrate Chibwidi added that the court could not allow the defense to unlawfully introduce evidence when it could be produced in a lawful and open manner, such as through the permanent secretary at the Ministry of Health. Dr. Siakantu, former Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary Technical Services Kennedy Malama, and six others are facing charges of willful failure to follow procedure in the procurement, supply and delivery of 50 ambulances. The other accused persons include former Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Administration Caroline Kakuwelwa, Muzaza Ntele, Rebecca Nzovu, Maximilian Weupe, Wilson Lungu, a Chief Procurement Officer under the Ministry of Mines, and Jabin Mulwanda. It is alleged that Dr. Siakantu, between January 1st and December 31st, 2017, in Lusaka, willfully failed to comply with regulations of the Public Procurement Regulations, Statutory Instrument No. 63 of 2011, in the manner he initiated the procurement of the ambulances without following the laid-down procedures. Magistrate Chibwidi has since adjourned the matter to May 4, 2026, for continued defense. Government says it is committed to increasing funding to fight chronic diseases as Zambia joins the world in commemorating World Kidney Day. Speaking during the commemoration, Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Kennedy Lishimpi, says that chronic diseases affect about 13% of the global population, prompting the increase in funding to 132 million kwacha in 2026 for the procurement of renal consumables. Dr. Lishimpi has also called for intensified community sensitization to encourage early screening.
The Ugandan government has prioritized the needs of people living with kidney disease, recognizing the significant burden this condition places on individuals, families, and the healthcare system. In this regard, government has been increasing funding to the health sector, and this year alone, government has committed over 132 million kwacha towards procurement of renal consumables, including those used for dialysis, ensuring that life-saving dialysis services continue to be available to patients who are dependent on these services.
And Kidney Foundation of Zambia chairperson Thomas Fungwa has thanked government for making consumables and medications available for dialysis patients over the past 4 years.
Kidney for all, caring for people, protecting the planet reminds us that kidney health is a collective responsibility integral to achieving universal health coverage and sustainable development. We acknowledge the government of Zambia's strive to the kidney care, supporting kidney transplants and making them more accessible, ensuring availability of immunosuppression, easing the burden on patients. There's always a perception to think that after transplant, then you are going to have to be buying medicines or taking medicines. Yes, but the medicines have been made readily available by the ministry.
Meanwhile, University Teaching Hospital Adult Hospital Senior Medical Superintendent Dr. Charles Mbewe says the hospital is targeting 20 kidney transplants in 2026.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, ZAKI, has urged local companies to build capacity and actively participate in local content initiatives by supplying goods and services across the country. In an interview, ZAKI President Anthony Kavaye says local companies must take advantage of local content opportunities to contribute to the country's economic growth. Mr. Kavaye has emphasized that industrialization is critical for economic growth and national development. He has added that this will help expand the country's revenue base, noting that prioritizing local businesses is key to achieving sustainable development.
You'll have money staying in this country, and because the law emphasizes that preference should be given to goods and services that are available in the country, okay? Unless they are not available, but We want people to create that capacity to supply, to offer services in the country.